You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and zero trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
Hello, I'm Galit Lubetsky, and I'm the CTO and co-founder of Wing Security. As a child, or maybe a teenager, I was always drawn to the analytic courses in school. So math and physics were more appreciated than others. And I didn't know exactly what I'll do when I'll grow up, but my eagerness drove me to learn electrical engineering after high school. And once I finished my degree, I joined the IDF. Usually in Israel, we go to the IDF just after high school, but I switched. I studied first and I joined as an engineer to the IDF. I was very, very lucky to join one of the best units, Unit 8200, with the best people. And it was a life-changing experience because I grew from very hands-on engineer to the cyber career that I actually have today. So it took me some time to get to where I am today. I spent 23 years in the IDF. I started as a hands-on, very technical engineer, just exploring and understanding the new capabilities that we just discovered with the internet and the WWW and HTTP. And it turned out to be the most fascinating thing that we could ever imagine. And I was very lucky to be part of a very innovative era. Actually, I would say that it was my first startup, but in a very big organization. I developed over the years, so I was building new solutions and having to convince the traditional approach to adopt new things, because sometimes it's not easy to imagine what is the potential and what will be the gain of using a new technology. But once you do the move and you understand that there's no way back, then it was very rewarding. I established new organizations, new operational methods, and new technical solutions. It makes you stay focused and innovative. My last role in the IDF was in the Defense Division. I was part of the group that established the Defense Division for the IDF. So I walked a mile or two in the steps of the security teams. I know what a headache is that, and how the sleepless nights and how difficult it is to manage many different risks from many different aspects and to cope and work with a lot of different solutions. And I think that that was the major drive when I retired to build my own initiative with my partner and to build a solution to a very demanding problem and an emerging problem in the cybersecurity domain. So I think I'm very personal. I love to work in a team. I love to be part of a group. And I believe that people should love to do what they do. And I love what I do. I love to come to the office in the morning. I love to see the people that I work with. I love to, you know, drink coffee with them, discuss the problems that we have, the challenges that we have, listen to their needs, listen to their challenges. And I think that together we build something that is ours, that we build together. We have obstacles on a daily basis. We have a lot of challenges. But I think that a can-do approach, believing that we will figure out the solution. Even if now, at this exactly minute, things may look very dark and complicated, the best thing to do is to breathe. I go out for a run, I clean my mind, and I get back with a lot of energy to solve the situation. And usually it works. There are many challenges, right? Some days are loaded with challenges and some days are more rewarding. But that's the best part of building new things. Otherwise, it would be boring. I think it's very important to do things that you love. It should be something that you come and you bring yourself and your passion. Finding yourself the occupation, the chores, the tasks that you love to do brings the best out of you. I want my customers to look at the solution that they bought from Wing and say, wow, it's the best solution that we bought. And I want my employees and my team to be proud and say, it's so great to work together to build this great solution and to be part of this company.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Sixsense. Sixsense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixsense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose Sixsense, visit Sixsense.com.